This past week, I had the good fortune of tagging along with my wife on a business trip to a lovely place called Telluride, Colorado. We were there for a few days, and on Tuesday morning, before my wife's conference, we sat down to breakfast, and there were two other couples at the table. I don't recall how, but somehow the conversation turned toward religion. One of the women at the table looked at me and she said, "I am a disenchanted Catholic." And that made me sad. She called across the table to another woman and said, "Are you Catholic?" And that woman replied, "No, I'm a United Methodist. Our church loves everybody." That made me even sadder. I couldn't stop thinking about what she had said all week. Am I the kind of person who doesn't love everybody as a Catholic Christian? I don't think so. I know I'm broken. I know I have my failings. But I also try as best I can to be in the image and likeness of God. I think today's scriptures speak very clearly to all of us about that. In the gospel, as I often do whenever there's a parable, I try to look at that parable and discern where I am as a character in that parable. And in today's gospel, I found myself in the place of two characters. The first character is the fig tree. The fig tree represents my soul, because my soul makes up who I am. And hopefully, I am of the character of person that bears fruit. But I'm also the gardener, because I have to take responsibility for my soul bearing fruit. I have to be the one who cultivates it. God is the one who chooses to have me cut down if I don't. In praying about that, I was drawn to the first reading when God introduces himself to Moses and tells Moses his name. God says, "Yahweh, I am." And I thought about it, each one of us, made in the image and likeness of God, are all little I ams. And it's how we live out our being, with our giftedness and with our weaknesses, that projects this image and likeness of God. And there's a great responsibility to all that. I am a man. I am a son. I am a husband. I am a father. I am a teacher. I am a preacher. I am called by my baptism to reflect the image and likeness of God. I am compelled to seek deeply in myself with honesty and humility to assess my giftedness and my weaknesses and to live as best I can in the image and likeness of God. I am compelled to ask, "Who are you?"